This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hey guys, just a quick heads up. There is a couple of naughty words in this episode, so we wanted to make sure you knew before you started playing it in front of little ears. Thanks so much. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Megan.
I'm really excited about today's pod because I think it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I do.
It's anticlimactic. So we're going to do, today on the podcast, we're going to read run signs that neither one of us have seen. Or we don't know what each other has, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And I'm going to preface this by saying Megan's probably way more funnier than mine.
No, I just had more time to work on mine than you did.
Yeah.
And they may be stinky.
You know what will help this make this funnier?
Okay.
My sign's funnier for you?
Okay.
Is if you drink
some beer?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do it then.
This is from Funky Buddha.
Can I pause you? If you're thinking to yourself, wow, there's been a lot of Funky Buddha beers lately, it's because we had a surprise beer tasting party for my brother, and they were all Funky Buddha beers, and I inherited the leftovers.
Oh, awesome.
It was.
I wasn't thinking that, but thank you for...
Yeah.
In case I thought that later, thank you for...
Where did all these Funky Buddhas come from?
Yeah. So in case anyone is not familiar where Funky Buddha is, it's in Oakland Park, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We still haven't figured that out, where that is, have
no.
we? We're the worst.
So if someone could let us know where that is, that would be great.
We stink.
Yeah, so this is a Funky Buddha beer. It's called Sticky Treats. It's a blonde ale with vanilla.
The label is...
Hold on.
I'm sorry. It's so good, though.
I'm getting there. So it's like this State Puff Marshmallow Man, but he's a Rice Krispie Treat.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's eating the city. Is that what's happening?
Or just he's definitely eating.
Hanging out.
Because it's like King Kong. Like there's still those old school airplanes.
Yeah.
Like the kind that you would like Charlie, like Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Did? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. And he's got this rocket here. Maybe they're close to the space shuttle. Maybe this is funky. Maybe this city is Oakland.
That would be very clever if that's what they did.
You think that someone as smart as... Okay, so if let's just say you and I are marketing geniuses, right?
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they didn't do that because we didn't aren't the ones that were like, hey.
This is what you need to do?
Yeah, so they definitely not Oakland. Okay, anyway, so I'm going to let you hold my microphone. This is, again, is another...
Yeah.
It's not a can.
It's a bottle.
It's a bottle. So I personally have not mastered the...
Armpit open? You're gesturing like you're going to open the bottle with your armpit?
Some people do, like, with their elbow.
Oh, those people have elbows with calluses on them. I don't know how that works.
Okay. So let's see.
I gave her a bottle opener, everyone. It's got pointy edges. We should all be concerned.
But look, no.
Yeah.
What is it?
Is there something on the inside of the bottle cap?
Karmic distribution. What is that?
Karmic distribution? Maybe that's who makes their bottles.
Oh. Okay. All right. So let's taste this Rice Krispie Treat beer. It smells good.
You're really, sorry about the pause, everyone. Kristen's really smacking her lips, tasting it. It smells good, yeah?
It does smell good. Poppy would like some.
Oh, I don't...
I'm not a fan.
No. That's a real disappointment because the label is so fun. Oh, wait. On the exhale, though, you can kind of get some of the marshmallow Rice Krispie taste.
Okay, and just so we're clear, Oakland Park, Florida, officially is the city of Oakland Park, is a city in Broward County.
Oh, so down south. Way south. Like,
way
closer
south.
To Miami.
Yeah.
Okay, fun. All right, I will say on the exhale, you pick up that Rice Krispie treat flavor. But you got to give it a couple sips, which you can't do because you're a preggers.
Yeah, I can just sip and spit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
All right, well, I'll keep drinking that. I'll let you know how it goes as I
Yeah, because then my signs will get funnier.
Yeah, exactly. All right, do you want me to go first? Can I go first? Can I?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Run spelled backwards is nur, and that's a nur for me.
That's pretty good. So like I said, mine's nowhere near as funny as yours, but for me, I find this hilarious because, you know, I don't run up hills.
Yeah.
It says, it's a hill, just get over it.
Oh, that's cute. That's really... Oh, like, get over it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cute. That took me a point. You may need to pull your mic away from your mouth when you laugh.
Sorry, everybody.
Kristen's a loud laugher, you guys. So am I, though. I can't really say anything. Okay. Run. Okay, ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Run like your kids are looking for you.
Oh, my God. That's going to be my life
That's
soon.
That's going to be your life very soon.
Okay, so here is another one. Stuck between a walk and a hard place.
Oh, a walk. That's funny. I like that. That's a cute one. Very cute. Okay. My next one is, the faster you run, the sooner we'll be drunk.
Oh, I saw that on my list.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stole it from your list. That's okay. I think we'll cross over probably.
Yeah. Let's see. There's like the normal ones that we've seen sometimes, like you're running better than the government.
I always love that one. I think it's so funny.
Okay. Let's see.
My next one. Can I do my next one? Mm-hmm. Since you did your government one.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It says, why do all the cute ones run away?
I saw that one on here too.
Dang it. We're going to really cross over.
Keep calm and don't poop yourself.
Ah, I like that one. I do like that one. Don't quit. This might end up on YouTube.
okay. So this one is kind of has like multiple thingies, multiple sides. Mm-hmm. So there's a guy holding it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on his has like the U, mm-hmm. like it's divided, and it says like me, coffee, bacon, toenails, check, you, pain, Anyway.
This is going really well. Okay, keep going. Yeah, I can't wait. Keep going.
No, but it just says like lost your toenails. I don't know. Let me find my sign. I'll send it to you so we can put it on the
page. Okay.
So everyone else knows I'm not crazy.
This one is one of my favorites. It says this is a lot of work for a free banana.
Oh,
is that on your list too?
No, it's right there.
I'm sorry, I'm stealing your list of signs.
Oh, look. Pain, sweat. Free t-shirt. There's the guy I was talking about.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Do you want to go next or do you want me to?
Love your stamina. Call me.
That is a good one. I like it. I like it.
Do you like the creepy face I gave you?
I did. You gave me a real creepy face. It was kind of uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. Okay. My next one is, I trained for months to hold this sign. That one's cute.
Hold on. Toenails are overrated. You just do that one. There's always the I run like I just farted.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's kind of like the smile if you peed yourself a little.
Yeah.
That one always makes me laugh. And then I'm like, I'm laughing. Does that mean like I legit wet my pants? Is that what happened? Can I do my next one?
Sure.
Okay. My next one is, run like millennials run from commitment.
This one's a two-signer. There's two signs.
Two signs? Oh, you're good at these two-signers, so go ahead. I can't wait.
Just run faster, and the person next to them says, that's what she's... Oh, no, hold on. So re-race. Mulligan. It says, just go faster, right?
Yeah.
And the person next to them has an arrow that says, that's what she said.
Yeah, I love that. That's funny. I like your first one better. Just run faster. That's what she said. Okay, ready? Running, it's not just from cops anymore. That one's kind of cute.
Of course, there's this standard worst parade ever. And then, like, you know, on the scale of 10, you're a 13.1.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
How about run like Kim Kardashian runs from untouched selfies? Terrible.
Sidebar, you know they're having a fourth kid?
What? Yeah, no, that's... I kind of don't care. Is that bad?
That bad Tinder date is behind you. Run faster.
That's a cute one. I feel like I've aged out of that kind of a poster.
Fine, then.
How about, take your time. We have enough beer to last us another 4 hours.
So, my signs also has 4 hours in it. You could be doing burpees for 4 hours.
Ugh, that's terrible. Yeah, that one would definitely make me move. How about, pain is temporary. Instagram photos are forever.
I had one that said, like, pain is temporary, but online results are forever.
Yeah, it's same kind of thing.
This sign says, wouldn't this be easier in a car?
Oh, that's so true. Okay, I have a That's What She Said one. Are you ready?
Oh, I love these.
Okay. Can you just finish already? That's what she said.
I love this.
I feel like I did that wrong. I feel like what do you call it? The way I worded it was wrong. Ah, sorry, guys.
That's okay. You're doing better than I am.
Oh, I've got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Go harder. Don't stop. Keep going. That's what she said.
This guy says on his sign, finishing is your only fucking option.
Oh, you dropped an F-bomb. Well, I'll put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
I'm just reading the signs, folks. I'm just reading the signs.
Okay, how about this one? Oh, hell, you've come this far. You may as well finish.
Oh, this is a good one. You don't deserve this medal. Beyonce does. It's a Kanye West picture on it.
Oh, that may be one of my favorites ever. how about this one? As you pass, we're checking out your ass. And it looks good.
Aww.
That's cute. That was my last one.
Oh, man.
I mean, I can come up with more. Do you have more?
No, this one says you're not almost there, which I kind of appreciate.
Ugh, me too. I hate all the people that are like, you're almost there. And I want to be like, by almost there, do you mean there's 0.1 miles to the finish line?
Like, I can see the finish line?
Because if it's a mile or more, I'm not almost there.
Yeah. So, can we talk about that for a second, since we're both low on signs?
Oh, okay.
Like, there should be, like, a spectator rules that people understand.
Yeah, I agree. There should be etiquette for spectators, for sure.
Yeah. Like, if you're gonna, like, example, the you're almost there thing. Mm. Like, don't tell me that if I'm at mile 6 and a half marathon.
I hear you, sister.
Like.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Speaking of mile 6, you know at Disney, one of my favorite signs, and I'm sure they have them other places, but there is usually a guy that stands at the Magic Kingdom, which is at mile 6, and he holds a sign that says, this is the worst parade I've ever seen.
Yeah, worst parade ever.
And then there's another guy that always hangs out around there that says, ride line ever or something like that. I always think those are really clever.
So. I always like the guy that has the Harry Potter sign there.
And oh, there's like, a Harry Potter run club, Hogwarts.
Yeah, but then they're like wrong park or whatever, or wrong thing, whatever.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cute, too.
You know what else I love? At the gate, it has the gate, and they have these at the Space Coast full. Puppies on the run.
I just want puppies all the time.
So, I remember at gate, there was those puppies in the yard, and it's like, touch the puppy for power. I'm sorry, anytime I pet a puppy, like...
It makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm juiced for at least another, like...
Yeah.
2 miles.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This last year at Disney, there was also a woman who had a picture of Negan on the sign, and it said, run faster or I'll grab the bat. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's a funny one. I don't even watch that show, but that's funny. Mm. Plus, that guy is a hottie, so that was a real motivator.
So, yeah, speaking of, there's another motivator for funny run signs.
Yeah.
Hot guys on the course.
Oh,
We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But we all know how I love to run with the firemen.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's for my personal, in case I pass out.
Yeah.
Because they took him, I think, did firemen take a medical oath to save you too?
I don't know, but let's pretend like they do.
Yeah, so therefore if I pass out and this hot fireman has to give me like mouth to mouth, I still love my husband very much and I would totally unconsciously not welcome this mouth to mouth from this steamy
hot man. If you're listening to this, Mike, you should really question this a little further when she gets home later.
Whatever, I'm carrying his child.
Okay. Oh, how about this one? Okay. Your legs hurt because you're kicking so much ass.
Aw.
That one's cute, right?
Yeah. Speaking of creepy guys, run like there's a hot guy in front of you and a creepy guy behind you.
How about this one? Damn runners, back at it again with the marathon. I don't know why I think that's really funny.
Pain is temporary, pride is forever, be tough. Even the most interesting men in the world never ran a marathon.
I like it. Oh, that reminds me of all the Chuck Norris ones. Like, Chuck Norris never ran a marathon. And then whenever I see those, I'm like, yeah, he didn't. Screw you, Chuck Norris.
Are we sure Chuck Norris ever ran a marathon?
I don't have any idea, but it really makes me feel good because he's so accomplished. And then my other ones that I love to see are, oh my God,
this is like so me when I'm running like through Disney. And all those people are cheering for me and I'm like, oh, I really should walk because it's a walk break and I'm not going to have anything left in the tank. You can run slower tomorrow when no one is watching you.
That's a really good one. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I feel like we've done really well.
This one's just cute.
Okay. Go for it.
Find the joy in the journey.
Oh, that's a sweet one. That would make me smile.
Yeah. It would make me. Yeah.
That would give me happiness.
I also love the Ryan Gosling, like, hey girl.
I love the hey girls. Hey girls definitely are motivators. Hey girl, I know you're out for a long run. Let me massage your feet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks. So, all right. Well, I think we should do this again with more signs later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or should one be? Hey, share your fun signs with us.
Yeah, and we'll do one when we read them out loud.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
It would be weird if we just sat here and quietly read them in our heads. I don't know why I said out loud. Obviously, it would be out loud.
Yeah.
That would just be a very quiet podcast.
Yeah. Oh, before we disconnect this podcast, let's tell everyone that we're also doing the Jeff Galloway challenge again.
Wow, that was a real way to make the commitment happen. I guess we're going to sign up for that when we finish this pod right now, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okie dokie.
As a team this time.
Yeah, well, we're going to do the team.
Yeah.
And my sister wants to get in on that action.
Yeah, so. Oh, well, we have a fun name. Hey, why don't... So everyone knows us, and your sister is equally awesome because she's related to you.
Yeah.
So maybe people can, like, throw us out some cool names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, name our team.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so I guess we have to go now and sign up for this challenge. We will talk to you guys again soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.